Greg Keith is head basketball coach of Polo, and Polo at least has a couple games as we tape this scheduled prior to the Christmas break. On three wins so far on the season. I think you were going to finish up the Gallatin tournament when we visited last and played Winston in that game. Beat Winston and then turn around and beat them about a week later in a score that was similar. Were those games similar?
Yeah, a little bit. It was close. It was close really throughout that first time we played them in the Gallatin tournament and weren't able to really extend any kind of lead of significance. I mean, I think we got up, probably the most we got up is probably the final score, but it was pretty close throughout. And the second time we played them, they had one of their top guards out with an injury, and we were able to extend the lead a little bit. I think we were up maybe 12 at one point, and that was probably the biggest margin that we got up and let them back in the game. There towards the end, they hit some big shots there late in the game that closed the gap, and I think they got as close as 4 or 5 there at the end. I think that was what it ended up being, a five point game. I mean, they were probably some pretty sloppy games, but definitely competitive games that are towards the end. So they, in a lot of ways, mirrored each other in some capacity.
Okay, well, in the middle of that, you had a game with East Harrison that I guess could be, it sounded like you had some similar characteristics there, other than the fact that it wasn't a win for you. And then it sounded like that was just a tough game to just try to get any sort of a flow because there were so many fouls.
Yeah, there were a lot of fouls, a lot of turnovers. I mean, it was a pretty sloppy game on both sides. I mean, I can only speak for my team. I'm sure Coach Putoff would probably say the same thing, but a lot of fouls and a lot of turnovers. It was a pretty frustrating game to coach and be a part of, just because of all that was going on. It kind of, like you said, took the flow out of the game at times, and it wasn't any officiating issues. It was fouling issues that we would definitely foul and they would definitely foul. And I think we ended up, it was an 8 or 9 point game, I believe. And we shot 46 free throws. So I mean, there's not too many games you're going to have where you shoot 46 free throws and come out on the losing end. I think any coach would say, sign me up for shooting 46 free throws in a game. But when you can only make 15 of them, that's a big problem, and that's a concern that we have. And obviously, turnover the ball, we might have had close to 40 turnovers that game, and you're not gonna give yourself a chance to win any game whenever the turnovers are that high and the free throw percentage is that low, especially on the amount of attempts. So just a rough game to be a part of, and it was sloppy on our end, and East Harrison really took advantage of those opportunities that presented itself for them.
All right, next was Milan, and then Milan on Tuesday night, first round of league play, and then Milan wins 48-40. Did you at least take a step toward playing with a better flow in that game?
Not in the first half, especially. It's been a frustrating year because I really feel like defensively we're playing pretty well. Our points given up per game is down, and that's what we wanted to work on at least early on. I think we're averaging giving up 43 a game, so not too bad for the experience or lack thereof that we may have. But defensive intensity is there, rotations are there. It's just we turn the ball over just so much and give the other team that many more opportunities to try and score. It really puts a lot of pressure on our defense. I think that the halftime score was, we were down by one. We were down 15-16 at halftime, and I told him, I was like, I can't fault the defense being down. I mean, I'll take giving up, you know, an average of 8 points a quarter. So it's just we've got to take care of the ball, and we've been, you know, known in the past to, and this might be a fault of myself, to really play in an up tempo, a fast paced game, and a lot of our girls need to understand that there are times where we need to slow it down, and the other teams got their defense set up in the half court, and we need to really work the clock a little bit to work for a good shot and not get so sped up and just throw the ball around, and that's kind of what we're going through right now, which it's a correctable, it's something that, you know, we can correct, and our young guards can, you know, really do a better job of slowing it down. I tell them all the time, I'd rather have them too fast and try to slow them down than just them be so slow and monotonous and try to force them to speed it up. So we're working on it. We're working on improving it, and it's just something that, you know, we need to correct. I think the score was, you know, we were tied at 40 with 2 minutes to go, and then they came down and banked in a three, you know, about minute and 45 mark, and you know, we couldn't get anything, and then having to foul there towards the end kind of obviously extended it. But, you know, another close game that, you know, slipped away from us there towards the end. So we're competing more, but, you know, we need to shore up the things that we can control, and you know, that's something that needs to be corrected.
So Greg Heath, the head basketball coach of Polo.